easier, you can earn up to 30%. Just download the Drive Safe and Save app from State Farm to get started. Or call or stop by your local State Farm agent's office and they'll be happy to help sign you up. Call Pete Euler at 620-342-6272 to learn more today.
Discounts vary, not available in all states.
There we go. KFUA News Time is 8:32. It is Newsmaker 2 time here today, and for our program this morning, we get to look at a local tradition through Sacred Heart School. It is the Mexican Supper coming up here very shortly. We have Principal Curtis Simons here on air with us, and several of the students who are involved and eagerly awaiting their time at the microphone here today. Mr. Simons, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. This is 52 years we've been having this Mexican supper.
52. What does that mean to be, you know, in a way into your third generation of having this?
Yeah, it's amazing. Our community and the parish, they do a great job of stepping up and helping out.
Yeah, and, you know, we'll talk a little bit more about this in just a second, but it also is, it's not just a way to engage the community, but it's a really a nice way to engage and enhance the school.
Yep, our parents step up, and they this whole week is a busy, busy week, and we have different parents that come in, and we have some parents that come every night and help out, and it's just, it's a tradition, and it's amazing how everybody comes together.
Okay, sounds good. Well, why don't we interview the kids?
Sounds good.
Get them on the airwaves, and we're going to start here with a little bit more detail about the event itself. And Juliet, I will have you step to the microphone. Juliet, first off, I guess the full introduction. What's your name?
Juliet Mallon.
Juliet, now you're all fifth graders, correct?
Yes.
Okay, good deal. Well, we've already mentioned this is the 52nd year here, Juliet. So let's talk a little bit more about how this got started.
It started as a way for families of St. Catharines and Sacred Heart to come together. The first year, they estimated between 200 and 300 tacos were served.
It's a little more than that now, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. 3,800 tacos.
So we've gone tenfold over the last 10 years, over the last 50 years. Okay, Juliet, when is this going to be?
It's going to be this Friday, October 10th, at the Sacred Heart Parish Hall.
And there's several different options for folks that want to get the tacos then?
Yes.
Okay. You can, you can dine in if you want to?
Yep, you can dine in, carry out, or drive through.
Okay, good deal. Let's bring Laurel up here. Laurel, what's your full name?
Laurel Arndt.
Okay, Laurel. Let's talk a little bit about, plans if you don't have tickets.
If you don't already have a ticket, tickets can be purchased at the door on Friday for $14.
Okay. And what is on the menu?
Our delicious menu includes two fried or soft tacos, rice, chips with fresh salsa, and homemade dessert.
Okay, I'm going to turn to Mr. Simons here because the dessert table is legendary for folks that have not done this before.
Yeah, the pies, there'll be pies, cookies, cakes, all kinds of desserts. That's my favorite part.
You're not the only one on that. Okay, Abraham, please introduce yourself, and let's talk about the week. It's okay, you're good.
Abraham Marino.
Okay, Abraham, we've already had activities yesterday. The hamburger frying was yesterday. So what's taking place today, tomorrow, and Friday leading into the big event?
On a Wednesday, fifth grade will be pinning tacos and prepare salsa and warm tacos.
Okay. How about what's up on Thursday?
We'll prep the kitchen and cut homemade desserts.
Okay, and then obviously Friday is the big day, so what are you doing before the doors open up?
Prepare the table.
All right, you doing the rice prep too on that too?
Yes.
Okay, good deal. So all of the work, the parish hall is going to be decorated. Are you looking forward to decorating the hall?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Jordan, what's your last name?
Mason.
Okay.
Jordan Mason.
Awesome. Well, Jordan, what's going to be taking place here as far as the actual preparation work is concerned? And go ahead and move that microphone just a little bit closer to you because it seems like you've got a lot of prep work here and a lot of food to prep for coming in.
We're making 3,300 pan tacos, which use 600 pounds of ground beef, and we serve about 200 pounds of rice.
That's a lot of work. That's a lot of work. Are you glad to be part of this? Or are you glad that someone else is going to be doing all the work with that? Either way, it's all good. All right, Azalea, this is a big deal. First off, introduce yourself officially.
Azalea Pineda.
Okay, and let's talk about why this is important for the school, because this is a big fundraiser for you guys.
Well, it's very important because we'll get more playground equipment, technology upgrades. Teachers could get way more money. We get T-shirts on Tuesdays that we wear, mm-hmm. special T-shirts. And 5th grade recognition and reception throughout the year. So, yeah.
It's a big deal. And, you know, Curtis, we mentioned here about this kind of bringing the community together, but in a lot of ways it kind of reintroduces the community to the church and to the school.
Yeah, the faith-based education is very, very important to have a good foundation for kids, and Sacred Heart, we provide that.
Indeed, indeed. All right, our last student is Julian. Julian, let me get your last name.
Julian Negrete.
Okay, and Julian, it sounds like this wouldn't happen without a lot of sponsors and outside help here for this. Let's talk about the sponsors who are helping out and making this a successful event.
Thank you to all who have or will purchase tickets to our event. Thank you to Sacred Heart School and Sacred Heart Catholic Church families for their continued support. FNF Feeds donating more than half of our ground beef. Other
nice.
Donors are Mark II Lumber for duct tape, Simmons for cardboard, Fantasils meat, additional meat, beef, Sacred Heart Altar Society, they will help with desserts, Two Dudes Food Truck, they fry the tacos, St. Joseph's Parish in Opie borrowing their food warmer, Rebels Country Mart, To Go Bags for carry out meals, Evco Refrigerator truck to store the pan tacos.
Curtis, this is big, and it seems like the list of sponsors and partners grows every year.
Yeah, it's amazing that the businesses step up, and like I said, it's a whole week endeavor. I mean, it actually started last week, but this week everything comes together.
Talk a little bit about the flow of traffic here, both for folks that are going to be dining in and those that are going to want to drive up and take this wonderful meal home.
Yeah, it's this Friday, October the 10th, starts at 4:30 p.m., goes until 7 p.m., mm-hmm. and like Juliet said, there's three different choices. You can dine in, you can carry out, or you can drive through to the east of the parish hall. So there's three different options.
Okay, and as far as entry for the parish hall, that's on the west side?
Yeah, on the west side. Got it. It's last year we had a good flow of traffic, and we really, later on we had a long line, but it starts off, it's pretty good. I mean, we have a nice flow and a lot of help and volunteers.
Indeed. Well, kids, I'm going to ask you, if you wanted to chime in, what has you most excited about the Mexican supper? And yes, you can say eating if you wanted to, but what has you, I guess, most excited about what's going to be taking place on Friday? It looks like Azalea's going to chime in. Go ahead.
For me, like the Mexican supper dances and activities.
Mm-hmm. All right. Anybody else want to chime in? Oh, okay. Go ahead, Laurel.
I like getting to raise money for our school to help, like Azalea said, lots of improvements for it, and that we get to give everyone Mexican food, because doesn't everyone like Mexican food?
You can't argue that. You cannot argue that at all. All right. Well, Curtis, one other thing, too, before we let you go is, I mean, it's been in the public for about a year and a half, maybe longer, about, you know, some potential plans for a new school building. How are things coming along with that?
Really well. We started last year, November 16th and 17th, which is my birthday, so it's
really?
easy date for me to remember.
Nice.
It's a three-year campaign, and we're looking at raising around $6.3 million, and so we have about $2.4 million pledged already. So we're hoping, if we can get half the money donated, we're hoping to break ground this May of 2026.
Nice. Now, we are talking a new new school building then for?
Yes, we're adding on to the Prairie Hall, and there's some, the architects, they're coming on Monday, and we have faith formation and a faculty meeting on Monday the 13th, and we're going to get some more input from the teachers and meet with the architects. And Father Carter, anyways, we're hoping to break ground this May of 2026.
Okay. Really quickly, before we wrap it up here, because I think the folks that are hearing about this for the first time may be a bit blown away, but that this has been underway for a while. In addition to being new as opposed to the roughly, 100-plus-year-old facility that you guys are currently in.
Yeah, our building's 99 years old.
99 years old.
It'll turn 100 next year.
How else does this new building really benefit the student body for years to come? And really, then, what is going to happen to the existing building?
It'll be a first-class building. The preschool will be inside the building as well. Currently, the preschool kids, there's two sections of preschool. And so they're in modulars. And the new addition for the preschool will include an office area for the director, and they will be a part of the school. They'll have their own playground area, and it'll be a nice improvement.
Yeah, absolutely. What's going to be the plan for the current building? Is that going
The current building? We did look at redoing that, but it was like close to $7 million because we're not handicap accessible.
Okay.
The requirements for an elevator, the roof, when it rains, it rains inside sometimes, and so it's just the. It was just too cost prohibitive to use the current building, but we can still attend school while the building's being built. And then as soon as the facility, they're estimating, if the weather cooperates, it'll be about 18 months to build the new building.
Okay, so late 27.
So it'll be, and then the old building will be torn down, and that'll become a part of a parking lot.
Makes a lot of sense. Okay. Well, guys, really appreciate your time with us here this morning. Hope you have a phenomenal turnout here for the Mexican Supper on Friday. I know we'll see you there. I know you guys are going to be busy. Appreciate your time with us here this morning. And I guess now it's time to get back to school, isn't it? There are some very somber faces when I went to that topic. Curtis, thanks so much for bringing the kids in, though. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
All right, and guys, thanks again for your time today. Really appreciate it. Sacred Heart School with its Mexican Supper coming up here Friday. And again, the fundraising ongoing for the new school building for Sacred Heart School to come. It's now 8:43 on KVOE Live and Local.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler, 920 Commercial. Pete Euler, providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area for over 40 years. Call Pete at 342-6272 for a quote. Today, State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler. It's 8:43.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Former FBI Director James Comey in a Virginia federal court.